What does the Bible say about those who deny God's existence? The Holy Scriptures very emphatically state that such people are fools. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt and their ways are vile. What does the Bible say about those who believe in a God but do not know the true God? It is not enough just to believe that there is a God out there somewhere. The Bible says that even the demons believe that and shudder. The demons will all end up in hell, a place of eternal fire prepared especially for them. What does the Bible say about mankind in general? The Bible teaches that all of us are by nature sinful and unclean, worthy of nothing but eternal damnation, and unable to do anything to save ourselves because we are or were dead in sin. Solomon says, "There is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins." The prophet Isaiah says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags." What does the Bible say about Jesus Christ? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is true God, the creator of all things visible and invisible, that he came into the world to save sinners, that though he was infinitely rich, enjoying all the glory and splendor and majesty of heaven, yet for our sakes he became poor, a humble human being with no place to lay his head, so that we, through his poverty, might be eternally rich. The Bible teaches that in order to become a man, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin, so that he would be born without a sinful nature, contrary to everyone born in the usual way. Yes, God became a man, that he might take our place under the law, live a perfectly sinless life for us, and then suffer and die on the cross to pay for all our sins with his own blood. But praise God, he didn't stay in the grave. The third day he rose from the dead, just as he said he would, and as prophesied 1,000 years earlier. By his resurrection, he conquered sin, death, and the devil for us. Jesus' resurrection, more than anything else, proves that he truly was who he claimed to be. For God the Father would certainly not raise him from the dead if he were a liar or a lunatic. After his resurrection, he appeared to his apostles, those chosen to be his missionaries, over a period of 40 days, and spoke about the kingdom of God. He also appeared to many others, including 500 people at the same time. He ascended into heaven and is now at the right hand of God the Father, where he has all power and authority in heaven and on earth, and where he is making intercession for the saints, that is, those who love him and put their trust in him for their salvation.